Schwyz, Parakshini, Halacha Beis. The all the Mishnayos that we've had until now have been discussing the halachos of Tosfos Shvi'is, the things we're not allowed to do during the sixth year, even though Shvi'is hasn't started yet. Our Mishnah is going to continue on that, but it's going to talk about it's going to branch into a whole new set of dinim, and that is as follows. Well, until now, the halacha we keep repeating is when a person is allowed to harisha, when are they allowed to plow during the sixth year? That's the malacha we'd be doing that is potentially for the seventh year. And our Mishnah is now going to bring into the Mishnah and the Gemara that we're going to talk about now are going to branch into at least 16 other malachas to talk about whether they can be done before Shemitah or not, and even some of them whether you could do them on Shemitah. And the Mepharshim explained that there are two reasons why certain malachas might be different than plowing, and that is because there's for two reasons. One is that on Shemitah, there are only very specific malachas that are asr midraisa. There are at least four, and there are maybe six malachas that are asr to do midraisa. But other than those malachas, there are no other malachas that are asr midraisa. Even though there are other things that are very similar to those malachas, we say that those malachas are asr, those are the avos, and there are no toldos. Things that are similar to them are not asr midraisa. But with the Rabbanon, the toldos, the children, the things that are similar to those avos, toldos are asr on Shvi'is, but they're only asr mit Rabbanon. So one thing is that as a rule, toldos are not asr during Tosfos Shvi'is. During Tosfos Shvi'is, the only thing that's asr is basically, the only thing that's asr is harisha, and other things are not asr. Now, there are exceptions to that rule, but as a rule, that's what the rule is. That before Shemitah, the only thing that would be asr would be harisha. That's what we had in the Mishnah before him. But most of the other malachas a person would do are okay during the sixth year. And another thing is that malachas that are being done to help the tree rather than to help it grow better, just to prevent it from being damaged. Those malachas that have been done to prevent it from being damaged, those malachas are mutter, if they're malachas to Rabbanon, those are mutter even on Shvi'is. As a rule, not always, but as a rule, those malachas are mutter on Shvi'is. And so our Mishnah is going to be listing off, the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara are going to list off at least 16 different malachas, tell us when they're mutter and when they're not mutter. It's not going to say the reasons for each one of them, but these are the two possible reasons why they would be mutter. Either the things are mutter because it's Tosfos Shvi'is, so during Tosfos Shvi'is, of the malachas drop on the mutter, or because the malach is being done to help prevent the tree from dying, in which case could even be mutter on Shvi'is. And the Mishnah says like this: Mizablin ma'adrin v'makshos u'midlos ad Rosh Hashanah. A person could be mizablin, it means to fertilize, and they can be ma'adrin, which is to dig around the plants. It's sort of like a plowing, but it's being done by hand instead of being done with a plow. And you could do those two malachas, b'makshos u'midlos, on kishun and dilun, different cucumbers and gourds, but all the way to Rosh Hashanah, v'chen beis hashlochan, and you could also do those malachas in a beis hashlochan. A beis hashlochan is a field that needs a lot of water, and the rainwater is not going to be good enough. It's a weaker field. It needs to be watered, to be irrigated manually by the people. So that's a weak field. So you could be mizabel, ma'adr, and but in makshos matos and in beis hashlochan all the way to Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishnah says, miyablin, you can remove certain growths that are growing on the tree, umafarkin, and you can take off the leaves from a tree, kind of like for the word to be mepharic, like to unburden the tree. All of these, the malachas that we just mentioned, to help the things grow better. Most of the things we're going to see is to help the fruit grow better. Uma afkin, you can cover over, if there's exposed roots, you can cover them over with dirt, from that word comes the word avok. Uma ashnin, and you can smoke out the tree, that is to say, we could say to fumigate the tree, to kill the insects that are on it. You can do all those things at Rosh Hashanah. You can do all those things during the sixth year to help the tree. There's no deal of Tosfos Shvi'is on those malachas. Reb Shimon says, "Af noitu as a olam in her eshkol b'shvi'is." You can even take off the leaf off of the cluster of grapes, even when it's on Shvi'is. That is to say, not only could you do it before Shvi'is, you could even do it on Shvi'is. on Shavuos, of course, things are much more chamor. It's not even Tosfos Shavuos, it's Shavuos itself. And it's the thing he's talking about specifically, which is taking a leaf off of a grapevine, to be zoymer a grape, to prune a grape tree, is a malacha deraisa. So that you're left with that even on Shavuos is because of the form that you're seeing it here is of taking the leaf off the eshkol. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit, and the idea is going to be that it's not exactly the form of zoymer, the Torah says, and it's not exactly that form is something that's not usher. It's only usher in the Rabbanan, in which case the Gemara is going to explain why it's mutter. Next, the Mishnah says, Mesaklin, if you've got Rosh Hashanah, you can clear away rocks from a field on Rosh Hashanah. That helps the field, things grow better. Now we're going to have three cases that are very similar. Mekarsimin means you can prune off the dead branches. Mizaridin is you can cut off live branches so that there'll be other branches will have more room to grow. Umafaslim, and you can cut off dead branches. It's similar to Mekarsimin, but Mefaslim means you cut them all the way down to the trunk. You cut it all the way down, all the way to the end, as opposed to Mekarsimin, if you just break it off partially, and you can do all those three things at Rosh Hashanah. So Tanakhama says you can do them to Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shua says like this, this malacha that we just mentioned of Mizardin and Mefaslin, those two, the same way you do it in the 50th year, you could do it also in the 6th year. The Gemara is going to explain that what that means is that just like in the 5th year, when you do those two malachas, you cut away the live branches and you go all the way deep down to cut to the core for the dead branches. Sometimes in the 50th year, you do that into the 6th year. So too in the 6th year, you're allowed to not only allow you to do it in the 6th year, you're allowed to even go a little bit into the 7th year when you're doing it. So he's being more makel in Tanakhama. Tanakhama says you could do it to Rosh Hashanah. He's saying you could even do it a little bit into the 7th year. Rabbi Shimon says, as long as I'm allowed to do work on a tree, which is to say I'm allowed to be chayrish on a tree only until Shavuos, that's the amount of time that you're allowed to be mafasal, you have to cut these branches down to the trunk. So he's more machmir, he says you do not have to Rosh Hashanah, you only have until Shavuos to do those machs. Okay, so the Gemara goes on. The Mishnah had said you're allowed to fertilize and to do this sort of harisha, this hand plowing for these two vegetables, for makshoyes and makloyes, and also for beis hashachem. What about doing real plowing? Remember, all the Mishnahs in Tum had spoken about plowing, and our Mishnah now comes up, talks about all this whole long list of other malachas that you're allowed to do at different times. So what about plowing for these fields? What about plowing for makshoyes and makloyes, for these cucumbers and gourds? What's the deal? So the Gemara says, the answer is, Tanim. We learned in Tosefta, calls manshat mutalachrash mutalazabul other. Anytime you're allowed to do harisha, anytime you're allowed to plow during the 6th year, you're also allowed to fertilize and do this hand plowing. In Einat mutalachrash, when you're not allowed to plow, Einat mutalazabul other, then you're not allowed to fertilize or to do this hand plowing. So we can deduce from that. The Mishnah there said, the Tosefta said it in one direction. It said, as long as you're allowed to be chayrish, you're allowed to be mezabul ma'adr. Well, we could turn that around and say, well, that means if you're allowed to be mezabul ma'adr, then you're allowed to be chayrish also. The times seem to go together. So therefore, in answer to our question, are you allowed to be chayrish? And the answer is going to be, yes, you're allowed to be chayrish in these fields until to Rosh Hashanah also. The truth is that our Mishnah says it, because it says Mizablu Ma'adri Makshoyes Umadlos at Rosh Hashanah Chem Beis Hashachan. In our Mishnah, it said you're allowed to do those malachas all the way to Rosh Hashanah for these special kinds of fields. But Tani Allah, and we have a Brisa that says about that Choshem Beis Hashachan Rosh Hashanah. It points out that the Beis Hashachan you can plow all the way to Rosh Hashanah. So this Brisa on our Mishnah is really making the same point that we had said before, which is that Harisha is permitted as long as you're allowed to do Mezabal Ma'ad, you also allowed to be Harisha at the same time. So the Brisa happens to have said it about Beis Hashachan, but the truth is the same thing is true about Makshoyes Matlos. Okay, now our Mishnah, we had said, we just said is that you could plow all the way through Rosh Hashanah for these fields. But Rebbe says, Adlifnei Rosh Hashanah, Shlosh Yomim. You're really not allowed to go all the way to Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to go till 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. I mean, you don't have to stop way back at Shavuos or something like that, but you have to stop 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because you want to give time that, at least in theory, you could plant into that spot that you just plowed. So therefore, the plowing that you're doing doesn't look so as if you're specifically doing it for the seventh year, because you may still be planting something during the sixth year, and that plants that you put in will have time to take root before Rosh Hashanah. So he says, Kadeshi Yiz Rav Yisharish, so you'll have time to plant something and it'll take root. And in Lashon Kodesh, the word Yiz Rav means to plant grains or vegetables. V'yita V'yisharish, or you plant, V'yitain means you'll plant a tree and it will take root also. So you want to give time that plowing that you did should leave room for you to, if you have 3 days, some kind of plants can be put in and take root. And so it'll look like you did it for the sixth year. It doesn't look like you did it for the seventh year. So, Fekter Shami, the Elu Oysa Shoshim Lashoshiyam, is it true, the Elu, or some others, the Elam, is it true that there's such a thing as being Metea for 3 days? Is there such a thing as planting a tree that'll take root in 3 days? That's not true. Trees don't take root so quickly. So how could we say that you have up to 3 days? We understand that you could plant a plant, a grain or a vegetable, and it'll take root in 3 days. But what does that mean? He says, when he said, you'd plant a tree and it would take root. So the Yerushalmi answers, Rabbi Aimer, really, it should say like this. It should be not. We're going to change the wording. Rabbi Aimer, Adlifnei Rosh Hashanah Shlosha Yamim. We're going to follow that gear, so it says Shlosha Yamim, not Shlosha Chodashim. So Rabbi says you could do it until 3 days. You could plant until 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Kedei she Yizra Oyres V'Yashrish V'Yita Oyres V'Yashrish. When it said, he didn't just say you should plant. He meant is you should plant Oyres, is rice, and it'll take root. And you could use the word noitea also on iris. So even though iris is a grain, and it should really be called zerea, the word noitea also fits for iris for some reason, even though it's not a tree. You could use the word noitea for iris also. And therefore, all Rebbe said was that you have to plant up to 3 days before Rosh Hashanah to plant, because then rice could have taken root. So therefore, it doesn't look like you plant only for the seventh year, because you might be plowing for the sixth. For the sixth year also. Okay, Yerushalmi now continues to define a number of those terms that were said in the Mishnah. And, Yerushalmi says like this, Miyablin, it had said in the Mishnah, you'll have to be Miyablin. That means he's Mavirnes V'yabolas. That word means he removes these growths that are on the outside of the tree that are keeping it from growing properly. Mifarkin, you unburden the tree. Balin, by reasoning, what you unburden it is not with branches, but you remove some leaves. Ma'afkin, which the Rishonim seems is oisim la'avak. You make dirt for it, which is to say, as we have explained, there were roots that were uncovered, and you cover them up with dirt. Ma'ashin, the Mishnah said you should be ma'ashin, and that means is mitanin la. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, and that means is the Marafoldo says the word ashan, smoke in the Torah, is the Targum of that word is Tonan, and so therefore, metanila, we put smoke to it, just explain that, which is to say, you fumigate it with smoke to get the bugs out. Okay, now that's what we have to explain for the Mishnah. But now we're going to bring some brises with other malachos that it talks about, and it's like this. To me, we're looking at brises mechavnin and mitzadidin. There's two more malachos that you're allowed to do, and what does that mean? Mechavnin law means you make it straight. You make straight, which is to say, if the tree is not growing the way it's supposed to in a straight bone, you do things to help it continue to grow in a straight path. Mitzadidin, what does mitzadidin mean? So there's going to be two pshatim. Chavai amri, the chavai say, oisla dikrin. You put stakes into the ground around the outside of the field. The word mitzadidin then comes from the word tzedadim, from the edges. You put stakes into the ground around the edges of the field to mark the border. So you're not doing, it has nothing to do with growth or fields or anything like that. That's very far removed from halacha, so you're allowed to do that. If you have a tree that has too many fruit on it. And what's happening is all those fruit are sapping the energy out of the tree. So what you do is, and nothing's going to go well. So what you do is you put a stone on the tree. You weigh down the tree in one place. That weakens the tree. The weakening of the tree causes some of those fruit to fall off. Once you, then you could remove the stone, and if there are a certain amount of time, you remove the stone, and the tree will now be strong enough to support all the fruit that it has. It's a way of basically of weakening the tree, so there'll be less fruit, and the tree will be able to do a better job on the fruit that are left. Tani, we have another baisa, levachin umashamtin. We could do these two, what seem to be two malachas. So, masnisa, kain masnisa. It makes sense to say that this baisa means to say that really it means is levachin begufanim umashamtin mekanim. Really, that malacha, this malacha, is really the same malacha, but the two words, levachin umashamtin, are words used for two different kinds of trees. For a geffen tree, for a grape tree, it's called mevachin, and for kanim, for reeds, it's called mishamtin. Well, what does it mean? It means is you remove some of the good plants, so that there's room for the better, for the other plants to grow. There's too many plants here. So you cut some plants away completely in order that other plants will be able to grow better. Okay, so this is another one of the malachas, like many that we've seen here, which is their variations of pruning, variations of cutting something away from the tree in order that the rest of the tree or some other part of the tree or the next tree or some other branches will grow better. All of those are told us of Zomer. Zomer is that when you take the malacha d'oraisa is to prune away for a grape tree, but it has a very specific definition to how it's done, and many of these are told us of that malacha, and are therefore on Tosfos trees you could do them, and some of them even on trees. Okay, now the price is like this. The Rishon is like this. Malkam shenogu levater ulashamit kodem lachag. In places where the custom is, that is to say, the practice farmers is that they are levater umashamit. They cut away these plants to leave room for the other ones. Kodem lachag all the way until Sukkos. So you can do that on Shavuos, on the 6th, so you're going to the 70 all the way to Sukkos, meaning even though it's on Shavuos, you're still allowed to do it. If there are in places where they do it even after Sukkos, you can do it even after Sukkos. Reb Shimon says, when we say you're allowed to be umashamtin, when you're allowed to do that, you're only allowed to do that if you are cut it from the bikkur lamayla, from the knot, from the place where the branches stretch out from the main part of the tree, from the trunk part of it. That's the only time you're allowed to do that, because that's the part, by cutting away from there and up, from the, like a knot where they branches out from there, when you do that, that's what helps the other trees, and therefore when you do it on trees, you'll have to cut from those parts because it helps the other trees grow better, and that's keeps them from dying, and that's considered something you'll have to do on trees. But if you cut the tree down all the way, the one you don't want, if you cut it all the way down to the ground, that's doing more than is necessary for the other trees, and you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha and Rabbi Yosef Baracha, Avui Dor Hoshe, the father of Hoshe, they all say is Noto as a kibbutz and ima. When you cut those branches away, it's okay. You're cutting away the ones that you don't want. It's okay that you take the small little things that go along with it. There's some underdeveloped grapes or other things that are not really very useful, but there's some somewhat useful things on those branches that you're cutting away, that the plants that you're cutting away. You could take them all, so you shouldn't be worried that somehow makes it look worse if you take those pieces for yourself. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to Mishnah. Rav Shimon, I'm afnei to huas ha'olam in an eshkol b'shvias. Rav Shimon says this, you're allowed to take off the leaf from an eshkol, from the grape, the cluster of grapes, on trees. You can even take it not only on erev trees, you can even take it off on trees. So the Yerusham is a kasha. Michlefe shitase to Rav Shimon. It seems like the Rav Shimon in our Mishnah is the opposite of Rav Shimon we have in a different Mishnah. Why? Because Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah later on in the third parak that says, Memarsin esaris b'shvius, you're allowed to flood a rice paddy, a rice an area that's grown rice, you're allowed to flood it with water on Shavuos. Different Reb Shimon, that's what Reb Shimon says. Avalon mechaschen, but you can't prune away the dead branches. The word the Sharish tichsach is it's the way the Targum translates the word tizmar. When we say pruning, the word mechaschen is the same as pruning. That means to prune. So Reb Shimon says you can flood it with water, but you're not allowed to prune away the rice trees. Now I have pruned away the branches for the rice to grow better. The chal, and here he says you are allowed to cut away the leaves. Here in our Mishnah it says you're allowed to cut away the leaves from the eshkol, from the grape cluster. But so here, here he says you're allowed to cut it away. And there he says you're not allowed to. So and for the shami, shani hu hacha shu kamatz melot leika. No, there's a difference. When you take away the leaves away from the grape clusters, that's saving it from saving from being burnt. There, it's you're preventing it from being damaged. That's not a regular prune that just makes it do better. So, but in our Mishnah, you're allowed to do it because it's saving the clusters from being damaged. In the Mishnah over there, by oiras, by rice, there the zayim that it's talking about is a traditional prune that helps the plant overall do a better job. That's what you're not allowed to do. Ours, the removing a leaf from the grape cluster is just moving something that's damaging it, and that's what's permitted. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Misaklin, Ad Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah said you can remove stones until Rosh Hashanah, the implication being that once it passed Rosh Hashanah, once it's Shavuos, you're not allowed to remove stones. So the Rishonim says, Tana, Tamantanin, we have another place where we said, in the third parak, Hamasakla Sadehu, if you remove the stones from your field, this is talking about on Shavuos. On Shavuos, you remove the upper stones, means the ones that are not touching the ground, but you have to leave the lowest level, the ones that are touching the ground, those you have to leave. And in our Mishnah, it says, you're not allowed to remove any stones on Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah. And also, how come that Mishnah says that on Shavuos, you're allowed to remove a certain amount of stones, the upper stones, but just not the ones that are on the ground. And in our Mishnah, it says you're not allowed to remove any stones on Shavuos itself. Only before Shavuos are you allowed to. Rabbi Yonah answers, can betosh kam b'muchor. But the Mishnah later on is talking about betosh. That Mishnah says you're allowed to remove stones that are separated from the ground. They're not attached to the ground. I mean, the ones that are higher up. That's what you're allowed to remove on Rosh Hashanah. Kamba Mechubar, our Mishnah is talking about ones that are attached to the ground or on the ground. That you're only allowed to do until Rosh Hashanah. So when our Mishnah says you're allowed to take stones out only to Rosh Hashanah but not on Shemitah, that means is because it's talking about the ones that are on the lowest level, the ones that are closest to the ground, those you're not allowed to do on Shavuos. You're only allowed to do it before Shavuos. But the Mishnah later on, that says you're allowed to take stones even on Shavuos, is basically, as it says in that Mishnah, only the higher level ones, not the ones that are attached to the ground. Rabbi Yossi says like this. In our Mishnah, towards the end of the Mishnah, we had three cases. We had Makarsimin, Mizardin, and Mefaslin. Those are three different ways of removing branches to help the tree grow better. So, we used to think the Rabbi Shimon could be sure of a kirsum. If you notice in the Mishnah, it said Mekarsimin, Mizardin, Mefaslin to Rosh Hashanah. When Rabbi Yeshua argued on that, he said he took it zero and Pisul, the second and third of those cases, and Rabbi Shimon, who spoke last, spoke only about Pisul, the third of the cases. So we used to think that there were Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua agree about Mekarsimin. In other words, they don't say anything about Mekarsimin. They only spoke about Mizardin and Mufaslin, or the third one spoke about Mufaslin. We thought they agreed by Mekarsimin, the Inan Tretanon, that it's going to end up being that about Mekarsimin, that they're only going to end up being two Tanoim about Mizardin, about those other things. But about Mizardin, there are going to be two Tanaim. Mekarsim, everyone agrees. Mizardin is going to be a Machlokes. The Tanakhama said that there's going to be end up being only two Tanaim. Yerushalmi says, no, it's not true. Really goes like this. Really, the way to read the Mishnah is Mesaklin at Rosh Hashanah. It says in the Mishnah you could be Mesaklin until Rosh Hashanah. And then it says, Mekayis Mimzar Din Rufas on Rosh Hashanah. We take out that word Korban. You could do all those things into Rosh Hashanah. So when the Rishonim, the way the Ritva says is, when the reason why the Mishnah broke that up into two cases, said Misaklan to Rosh Hashanah, and then Mekayis Mimzar Din Rufas on Rosh Hashanah, why did it break it up into two cases like that? Is it because it is to say that Mekayis Misaklan, everyone agrees that it's to Rosh Hashanah. Now these next three cases, all the people who are coming are going to argue about all three cases, even though they don't talk about that. They really are arguing about all three cases. So those three are a unit, Mekayis Mimzar Din Rufas and Rosh Hashanah. The Tanakhama says it's all of them. But so Rabbi Shua Emekiz Yerudu Chibisu Shal Chamishas V'chein Shal Shishas. So have a Tlos and Tinoin. There are really three Tanoin about that. Even though Rabbi Shua only says Zirud, took a Zirud and Pisu, really he needs to argue on all three cases. And what are the three shittas? The Sakhan and Rosh Hashanah, and the Tanakhama, you can be Misakhan to Rosh Hashanah, Mekayis Mimzar Din Rufas and Rosh Hashanah. You can do all those three, the Rabbanan say you can do all those three things to Rosh Hashanah. That's the first shita. Rabbi Shua Omer, Kisi Yehuda v'chipisu shachamishes v'chein shashishes. You could, just like Zirud and Pisul, you could do on the 50, you could do the shishes also. And that really means his Mekayis Mimzar also. He didn't say that, but he meant that also. And I feel Yosef Mekayis. So he's been saying that he's adding on to the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama said you could do it to Rosh Hashanah. And he said, I feel Yosef Mekayis, you could even do it past Rosh Hashanah, even into the 6th year. Sometimes you could, just like in the 5th year, you're going to stretch into the 6th year. Also in the 6th year, you could stretch into the 7th year. Rabbi Shimon Emmer calls, Rabbi Shimon Emmer on all three of them, calls my Shanir Sheba, word to you on, as long as I'm allowed to do work on an Elam, it's Toshavuz, Roshani B'Fisuloi, I'm allowed to be Mefasal also. When he says Mefasal, he means all three of those Malachas, and that means it's Ar Hatzeres. So the Yerushalmi had said, actually made 2 points over here. One is that the three Malachas, Mekarasimim, Mezardin, and Mefasalim, each one of the Tanoim has a different shita about those things. So the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shimon have different shitas about those things, about all three of them. Even though Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shimon only mentioned two or one of those things, they really are arguing all three, and that's 1 point. And then Yerushalmi, in saying that, explain what the shittas are, that the Tanakhama says you have to Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shua is more makel, he says you can even sometimes go past Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Shimon is more machmer, and he says, no, you can't go to Rosh Hashanah, you can only go into Shavuos.